Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. On today's show, we'll be recapping all of Week 6 games, injuries, and I'll finish it off with giving you my waiver ads. Injuries, again, keep piling up for the Cardinals. Marvin Harrison Jr. was ruled out with a concussion. Will probably miss next week's game. That's usually 9 times out of 10. If you have a concussion, you're out the following game. Running back Jerome Ford, hamstring. He was ruled out, as well as Elijah Moore. He is ruled out with a rib injury. Packers' Dontavian Wicks, shoulder, was ruled out. Travis Etienne, hamstring, did not return. It looks like that might be a couple-week injury. For the Chargers, Quentin Johnston injured his ankle, and Hayden Hurst, groin, was ruled out. Much like the Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr., Chris Olave got a concussion and was ruled out as well. Look for him to be missing next week as well. And Dallas Goedert, hamstring. He might be missing some time as well. Let's get into the games recap. First game was over in London, Jacksonville versus the Bears. Jacksonville lost this one 16-35. Trevor Lawrence, after putting up his career number for passing for 371 the week before, he followed that up with 234 and 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. And like I mentioned for running, Travis Etienne did injure his hamstring. He got only 3 carries for -1 yard. And Tank Bigsby, 7 carries, 27 yards after the fact. D'Ernest Johnson also contributes 6 rushes, 28 yards. Evan Engram comes back from his missing a few games with a hamstring injury himself. 10 catches, 102 yards, 1 fumble loss, though. Gabe Davis, 5 catches, 45 yards. Christian Kirk, 3 catches, 39 yards. And Brian Thomas Jr., 3 catches, 27 yards. Now for the Bears. Caleb Williams finally figuring things out. 23 for 29, 226 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. He also added 56 yards rushing as well. DeAndre Swift had 91 yards and a touchdown. He is clear-cut number one running back on this team. The next closest was Roshan Johnson, 5 carries for 8 yards. Cole Kmet, 5 catches, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns. Keenan Allen, 5 catches, 41 yards, 2 touchdowns. Romeo Odunze, 2 catches, 40 yards. DeAndre Swift, 4 catches, 28 yards. And DJ Moore, only 4 catches, 20 yards. He almost had one for a touchdown, but he was down at the 1 yard line, unfortunately. But going back, Caleb Williams is looking phenomenal. This team is playing really well behind him. They're running the ball. They're getting success running the game, opening up the passing lanes, and this defense really fucking good. So continue to see them win and win more. Next game is Arizona Cardinals 13, Green Bay Packers 34. Kyler Murray struggled in this one without his lead receiver and Marvin Harrison Jr. He only had 214 yards, 1 touchdown. Rushing-wise, Trey Benson led the team with 26 yards. James Conner only 24 yards but had a fumble loss. Trey McBride held up his end for receiving, 8 catches, 96 yards. And Michael Wilson, 2 catches, 21 yards, and a touchdown. On the other side, Jordan Love. He played pretty dang good. 4 touchdown passes, 258 yards, 1 interception. Josh Jacobs had 62 yards rushing, where Emmanuel Wilson had 54 yards rushing. For wide receivers, it's just a wide receiver carousel. Christian Watson led the team, three catches, 68 yards, one touchdown. Romeo Doubs back in the circle of trust, three catches, 49 yards, two touchdowns. Josh Jacobs, three catches, 28 yards. And Jaden Reed, six catches, 28 yards, and one touchdown. Jordan Love looked really healthy, and he was actually mobile in this game. He did run for 13 yards, but overall, this team, the Cardinals struggled when Harrison Jr. went out. They couldn't pass the ball. They couldn't do anything. They became one-dimensional, and Packers struck gold defensively against this team. Indianapolis Colts hold off Titans 20-17 with Anthony Richardson out another game. Joe Flacco got a start. 189 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Trey Sermon had a tough time running the ball against this Titans defense. 29 yards on 18 rushes. Terrible. Tyler Goodson had 51 yards rushing. Josh Downs, seven catches, 66 yards, and one touchdown. Michael Pittman Jr., three catches, 35 yards, and a touchdown. There's rumors of him actually going on the IR earlier this week with his back injury, and going from being doubtful to going to the IR to playing and catching a touchdown is just amazing in itself. Congratulations to him, and way to stay healthy. Will Levis, again, struggles, not even 100 yards passing, only 95 yards, one touchdown, one interception. There's no wide receivers on this team that I would be playing with Will Levis at starting quarterback. It's just too risky for me. He's not playing great at all. Running back-wise, I'd still start Pollard, though. 93 yards, one touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins had four catches, 54 yards. And then Calvin Ridley is just a dud this last few weeks. It's just nothing I would want to be playing. Houston Texans dominate 41-21 against New England Patriots and ruin Drake May's NFL debut. C.J. Stroud, 192 yards, three touchdowns, one interception. Joe Mixon comes back from ankle injury and does not miss a beat one bit. 102 yards, one touchdown. He also had two catches, 30 yards, and another touchdown. Stephon Diggs had six catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. Tank Dell did his best impression of Nico Collins, seven catches, 57 yards, and one touchdown as well. Drake May, for his first game, I'm very pleased with him. I like the way that he progressed through this game. You know, you're going to have pains with starting a rookie quarterback. He had 243 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions. He does have that rushing upside. He had 38 yards, but did lose a fumble. I was impressed with him. I think he's going to only grow to get better. Stevenson was out during this game, so Antonio Gibson got the start. 13 rushes, only 19 yards. But with Drake May starting, this group of wide receivers actually becomes relevant in fantasy terms. DeMario Douglas, 9 targets, 6 catches, 92 yards, and a touchdown. Kayshon Boutte, 3 catches, 59 yards, and a touchdown. I think he ran a season high of 82% snaps. Hunter Henry also had 3 catches, 41 yards, and a touchdown. Jalen Polk, though, he went backdoor against the rest of the receivers. One catch, 4 yards. He did run only like 53% of snaps. So I don't know if it's, you know, let's not hurt him, but I figured you'd want him to build a connection with your rookie quarterback. Unless if that's what they're doing with Douglas and Butte. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 51, and they ruin Spencer Rattler's NFL debut with New Orleans Saints, 27. Baker Mayfield is a starting quarterback in fantasy. 325 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He is a must start. He also added 29 yards rushing. He's a start for me in probably maybe the rest of the season. He's just putting up really good numbers. I'm pleased with him. He's building connection with Chris Godwin this year. Mike Evans is still himself. Rushing with Rashad White out of the game. Insert Bucky Irving into your lineups. 81 yards rushing, 1 touchdown. He also caught 2 passes, 24 yards. But the leading rusher on this team was one of my favorite players coming out of college because I'm a huge Syracuse fan. Sean Tucker, 14 rushes, 136 yards, 1 rushing touchdown. He also added 3 catches, 56 yards, and a receiving touchdown. With his speed and factor into this game of getting blown out, I think that's more why Tucker got the ball like he did. Unfortunately, when White comes back, he goes to number 3 option again. I just really would love to see Tucker get an opportunity in the NFL. He overcame some heart issues. That is why he went undrafted in the NFL draft, unfortunately. Also with receiving, Chris Godwin, 11 catches, 125 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mike Evans, though, 2 catches, 34 yards this week. Cade Otton, 2 catches, 15 yards, 1 touchdown. Now Spencer Rattler's first game, 243 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, and 27 yards rushing. He didn't really have too much rushing behind him for help because Alvin Kamara was bottled up. 13 rushes, 40 yards, and a touchdown. Doesn't really help opening up the passing game, unfortunately. Foster Monroe, 2 catches, 54 yards. Juwan Johnson, 3 catches, 48 yards. And a guy's name you might want to try to remember, Bud Means, 5 catches, 45 yards, and a touchdown. Alvin Kamara also added 5 catches, 24 yards. Rashid Shaheed, 1 catch, 11 yards. And you didn't hear Chris Olave's name because he only had 1 catch, 5 yards, and a fumble loss. So you probably were negative points in this game with him, but that's because he suffered a concussion. Most likely he's probably going to be missing next game. Like I said, usually if you injured yourself one game, you're going to be out the next game with a concussion. It's just bylaws now. Cleveland Browns lose again, 16-20 against the Philadelphia Eagles. How the heck is Deshaun Watson still starting quarterback? And the coach again comes out, says he's still his guy. 16 for 23, 168 yards. He's just not performing the way I would want my starting quarterback to perform. Jerome Ford did get hurt in this game, so that led to Pierre Strong, 8 rushes, 43 yards. And Devontae Foreman, 10 rushes, 31 yards. Don't worry, next week, Nick Chubb is supposed to be coming back. I'd give it a couple weeks for him to get acclimated and ramped up. into his performance so he could play above these guys. Amari Cooper still struggling because Watson cannot throw the damn ball. 4 catches, 42 yards. Jerry Jeudy, again, suffering himself. 1 catch, 35 yards. David Njoku comes back after a couple injuries, ankle in his knee. 5 catches, 31 yards. Overall, it's just terrible seeing, and I feel bad because Cooper needs to get the hell off this team. Trade him now. You're 1-5. You're playing for next year and drafting a quarterback because Deshaun Watson is not the answer. On the other side, Jalen Hurts, I thought he was going to come out having a big, huge game. He didn't have that bad of a game, but I wanted more out of him. 16 for 25, 264, two touchdowns, and 33 yards rushing. Saquon Barkley kind of struggled in this game. 47 yards rushing. He added 2 catches for 7 yards. A.J. Brown, after missing a few games with his hamstring injury and the bye week, he looked healthy, 6 catches, 116 yards, and 1 touchdown. Devontae Smith, 3 catches, 64 yards, and a touchdown himself, coming back from a concussion injury. Washington Commanders lose 23-30 against the Baltimore Ravens. And Lamar took on Lamar 2.0 and Jaden Daniels, 24 for 35, 269 yards, 2 touchdowns. He added 22 yards rushing as well. In this game, Brian Robinson Jr. was missed, or they could not get the rushing game going with Austin Eckler leading running backs with 21 yards. Zach Ertz, 4 catches, 68 yards. Noah Brown, 4 catches, 58 yards. Terry McLaurin, 6 catches, 53 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Huge day for him. And Austin Eckler also added 4 catches, 47 yards. For Lamar, just playing Lamar football, very good with the ball. 323 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, added 40 yards on the ground. But you don't have to do too much when you have King Henry running the damn rock and running all over everyone. 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. Zay Flowers contributes a big way again. 9 catches, 132 yards. I think that's back-to-back weeks with 100 yards or more. Congratulations to Zay Flowers. Starting to get it done. Rashad Bateman, 4 catches, 71 yards. And the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Andrews, 3 catches, 66 yards, and he found the end zone. That is good news for Mark Andrew holders and Dynasty and Fantasy in general. I love seeing that Andrews got back into the scoring column. I love seeing, you know, Derrick Henry just monstering all year long. He's a huge addition to this team, and this team is just finding their footing right now and just coming strong. And they beat a really hot team in Washington Commanders just now. Next game, the LA Chargers versus the Denver Broncos. Chargers take this one 23-16. Unfortunately, Bo Nix cannot win again. Justin Herbert, 237 yards, 1 touchdown. On the ground, J.K. Dobbins, 96 yards and 1 touchdown. With Gus Edwards onto the IR, the next man up was Kyamie Vidal. 4 carries for 11 yards, but he did have 2 catches, 40 yards, and a touchdown. Ladd McConkey, 4 catches, 43 yards. Josh Palmer, 2 catches, 38 yards. On the other side, Bo Nix, just a little too short on his comeback. 216 yards passing, two touchdowns, one interception, but he added 61 yards rushing. Huge upside on that. Javonte Williams, I just can't stand this guy. I don't like him. Don't know what to do with him. Try to package him and somebody else and get a better player. 23 yards rushing, one fumble. He is not the answer. And if you have him in Dynasty, get rid of his ass now. I don't want to be stuck holding the bag on him. He is not what he once was before he tore his ACL. Get rid of him as fast as you can. Receiving, Devon Bell, four catches, 78 yards. Cortland Sutton, four catches, 53 yards, and a touchdown. Troy Franklin, Bo Nix's favorite target in college, two catches, 31 yards, and he scored his first NFL touchdown this weekend. Next game we're going to be covering is the Pittsburgh Steelers, 32, the Raiders, 13. Justin Fields, not great at passing, but don't worry, he's got rushing upside, 145 yards passing. That's it. 59 yards rushing with two touchdowns. Najee Harris, 106 yards rushing with one touchdown himself. George Pickens, three catches, 53 yards. Najee Harris, two catches, 16 yards. Aiden O'Connell throws 40 times in this game, 227 yards, one touchdown, one interception. They cannot run the damn ball. Alexander Mattison, 33 yards and a touchdown. Amir Abdullah, 24 yards and a fumble loss. Brock Bowers still getting his targets, though. 10 targets, catching 9 of them for 71 yards. That's about it for, you know, receiving aspect. I thought Trey Tucker would be a good add. He's got zero. He had two targets and nothing. DJ Turner had two catches, 37 yards. Alexander Mattison, five catches, 32 yards. That's about all in that game. Detroit Lions, 47, and they put an ass-whipping to Dallas Cowboys, 9. Again, Jared Goff, 315 yards, three touchdowns. David Montgomery, just fresh off a two-year extension, 80 yards and two touchdowns. Huge day for him. Jahmyr Gibbs, 63 yards. Jameson Williams, three catches, 76 yards, one touchdown. Sam Laporta, one catch, 52 yards, and one touchdown. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I thought he was going to put up kind of like a dud, but he caught a late touchdown in the game. Four catches, 37 yards, and a touchdown. Jahmyr Gibbs also added three catches, 28 yards. For Dak, he struggled in this one. Could not find his footing. 178 yards, two interceptions. Their rushing is just a joke. Rico Dowdle, I would not be starting in any league. 25 yards rushing. Zeke, he's done. I think he's got to retire after this year. 17 yards rushing. CeeDee Lamb is kind of probably getting pissed off at this point. 14 targets, seven of them he caught for 89 yards. He's just not getting what we thought he would of last year. Jalen Tober, I thought he could be a sneaky start this week. Four catches, 43 yards. I just hope that Dak and the Cowboys could have played better, but they stunk it up the whole game and did not look pretty. And The rest of them just shit the bed. I would not even want to talk to them or about them. Next game, Atlanta Falcons win 38 to Carolina's 20. In this game, Kirk Cousins, 225 yards, one touchdown. No, he did not throw for another 500 this game. Darn. Tyler Allgeier, 105 yards and one touchdown. He started getting the rock at the end of the game when they're leading by a lot. Bijan Robinson, though, had 95 yards and two touchdowns himself. Drake London, six catches, 74 yards and a touchdown. Kyle Pitts finally getting more action, though. Five targets, catching three of them for 70 yards. Darnell Mooney, three catches, 38 yards. On the other side, Andy Dalton keeps on passing for two touchdowns again. 221 yards and two interceptions. Chuba Hubbard keeps running that damn rock. Almost 100 yards again, 92. Deontay Johnson, another quality start. Six catches, 78 yards, and a touchdown. Terryven Sanders, five catches, 49 yards. The tight end. Xavier Legit, three catches, 23 yards, and one touchdown. That team is still competing every game and putting up a fight every time he could. It's just they fell short this time. But again, with Andy Dalton playing, these guys are relevant to start. That's kind of the same situation as Drake May. Once he's playing, they are relevant, fantasy-wise. Sunday Night Football, Cincinnati Bengals winning 17-7 against the New York Giants. I thought they'd smash them, but unfortunately they didn't. Joe Burrow, 208 yards passing, 55 yards rushing, and a touchdown. Chase Brown, 53 yards rushing and a touchdown. T. Higgins out targets Jamar Chase in this one again. Seven catches, 77 yards. Jamar Chase, five catches, 72 yards. Daniel Jones, I thought he could be a sneaky start just because of his rushing upside, and he did not get much going on the passing side of it, though. 205 yards, one interception. He did add 56 yards rushing, though. Another guy I was kind of high on this week, Tyrone Tracy. He's got the start again, 50 yards and a touchdown. He also added six catches, 57 yards. Again, he played wide receiver at Purdue his first 3 years until his senior year where he transferred or he switched to running back. Darius Slayton, six catches, 57 yards, and Wandale Robinson getting 11 targets but only catching five catches for 50 yards. The last game of the week is the Monday Night Football game where Buffalo Bills win this one 23-20 against the New York Jets. Josh Allen passes for 215 and two touchdowns. He also added 18 yards and a rushing touchdown. He put the team on his back like he should have, especially with James Cook out due to toe injury. But his backup, Ray Davis, 97 yards, and he also added three catches, 55 yards. He made up for James Cook not being in this one. Dalton Kincaid, he got a lot of points for PPR with six receptions, 51 yards. Curtis Samuel, three catches, 44 yards. Keon Coleman, three catches, 26 yards. And Khalil Shakir, two catches, 19 yards. On the other side, Aaron Rodgers tried to do his best that he could. 294 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. They did get the run game going this time with Breece Hall for 113 yards. But that just wasn't quite enough. But for wide receivers, Alan Lazard leads this team. Six catches, 114 yards, and one touchdown. The one touchdown was a Hail Mary right before second quarter ended for a 52-yard touchdown. Garrett Wilson, 8 catches, 107 yards, 1 touchdown. Breece Hall also added 5 catches, 56 yards. Tyler Conklin also had 2 catches, 10 yards. With this game, the Jets struggled in the fourth quarter to get in rhythm. They were moving the ball for the most part during this game. It's just unfortunate that their kicker was 2 for 4 tonight. They only punted twice, so, I mean, is really just missing the extra kicks. Greg Zuerlein. And breaking news, just happening this morning, Tuesday, Davante Adams is getting a trade to the New York Jets. He will be back with Aaron Rodgers like he once was when he was a Green Bay Packer. Now they are living their... Now for fantasy waiver ads, my top three for quarterback, Drake May has to be my number one. He's available in 85% of sleeper leagues. He should get more trust within the organization. He showed great poise his first start. He adds rushing to his fantasy value. And this past week, he threw for 3 touchdowns. Next week, he faces a terrible Jacksonville team. Look for him to get a good bump this week. Next is Bo Nix. 79% availability. He has performed pretty damn good the last few weeks. He has 2 passing touchdowns in the last 2 weeks, giving also a rushing upside where he had 61 yards this week. He's also rushed for 3 touchdowns on the year. Look for him if you are needing a streamer. Finally, Aaron Rodgers. I got to just try to put it out there. Hopefully he could break something and break through silence. Available in 53%. Hopefully he can play through all the distractions. That's the biggest issue with him right now. He keeps on throwing roughly about 2 touchdowns per week on average. He's done this 3 of the last 4 weeks. So look for him in your waiver wire. Next, running backs. Isaiah Garendo, 95% availability. He had limited action with Jordan Mason getting hurt with his AC joints or sprained joint, his shoulder. He ran the ball 10 times for 99 yards. He easily could have had a touchdown, but he made a business decision and slid at the 4-yard line, I think, of that game. If Mason is expected to miss any period, I want a part of this 49ers offense. Isaiah Garendo is the next man up. Tyrone Tracy, again, 44% availability in sleeper leagues. He's been effective enough the last 2 weeks that he started in place of Devin Singletary. This week he got his first rushing touchdown of his career. He also caught 6 passes out of the backfield for 57 yards. I look for him to get a whole bunch of more points out of the backfield with PPR leagues just because of how he was in college as a wide receiver, now running back. Next is Kiami Vidal, 84%. He is available. He should take the RB2 role for the Chargers, and especially with Gus Edwards set to miss at least 3 more weeks since he's on the IR. We all know how J.K. Dobbins' health has been the last, you know, since he's came into the league. It's not a bad stash on your bench if you're looking for one. For wide receivers, I'm going to say DeMario Douglas, 86%, with Drake May at the driver's seat for the Patriots. Wide receivers get a huge boost in this. He caught 6 passes for 92 and a touchdown after getting 9 targets this past week with May starting. I see him and May continuing to find each other and have success. I look for him to be one of my top ads this week. Alan Lazard, him and Rodgers have formed their bond again. He's available in 47% of leagues. He scored double-digit points in every single game so far this year, except for one. He's averaging over six targets per game. Give me all that you can with lately of a negative game script for the Jets. I'm looking for Alan Lazard. My last one is Michael Wilson, 72% available. He's put up double digits in three of the last 6 weeks. With Harrison set to be missing next week, he could be a great bye week filler for your team if you are needing help. Tight end adds. I really like Zach Ertz this week, 64% available. If you want Mr. Consistency, look no further than Zach Ertz. He'll get you just what you need, five targets a game. He's played the most that he's ever played this whole year, last week, of 80% of snaps. I look for that share to keep on rising like it has been all year. Hunter Henry, 75% available. Again, Drake May, it just boosts so much of the fantasy relevance for pass catchers for this team. Threw the ball five times to Henry. He caught three of them for a touchdown and I think 41 yards. But just like May or Douglas, May gives this Patriots wide receiver value. Noah Fant, 81%, currently tight end 14 on the year. Smith just throws the ball a crap ton. They're usually a negative game script as of late. Smith just passing the ball. It's a lot of garbage time touchdowns and garbage time points, and that's what Noah Fant's been striding or, you know, producing on. He's not a bad pickup if you're needing a tight end flex for a streamer this week. That's another episode of Fantasy End Zone. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow, like, and subscribe. Please email me any questions at fantasyendzonepodcast@gmail.com. Again, thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys later. Peace.